agenda, citizen comments?
Nobody in Zoom land.
All right. Moving on, minutes from the June 15, 2021 for correction. And if we're in a good spot, we can to agree for approval. All right, moving along. So, moving on to new business, PW 2021-46, Capital Improvement Projects Update.
All right, a detailed memo is in the packet regarding the capital improvement projects and their various situations and statuses. I'll comment on a couple things. The road program, the base program is substantially complete. D has completed the final surface on those streets. Certainly restoration has to take place. They have not initiated the extra work projects yet. We do not have a formal schedule from them on that, but we do anticipate that starting soon. They've started to call in their Julie locates and things like that. So that means they're going to start removing curb and concrete and what have you. So that should be moving forward soon. Just before the meeting, we were talking about Mill Road construction. That is certainly moving and progressing. They are performing earthwork operations and removing some of the old pavement off of Mill Road currently. That'll continue for a while. Then they'll start the storm sewer improvements and then continue on with construction. So it'll go until probably November. It's going to be a lengthy project.
Of note, I have not sent out the email yet, but we did get the money from the Grand Desert developer for the full amount of the Mill Road project.
Awesome.
So we are off and running with funding, which is amazing to say after 2 decades.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one final thing to note, unless anybody has questions, but the Elizabeth and Apple Tree project. So on Elizabeth Street, all the underground work is complete. Contractors starting to prep for roadway rehabilitation. And then the underground has initiated on Apple Tree Court. So hopefully within a month's time, things will be pretty buttoned up on both those sections. And then happy to answer any questions anybody may have on the rest. Plenty of things going on.
Just one little one. So they're going to come back, but are they going to stripe?
Yes.
On some of these? Cause
yes, they are. They
green brighter, especially.
Yes.
That's what I was wondering. Doesn't bother me. I like it now, so it's
it's like a big runway.
Yeah, so yeah, I didn't know if that was a plan.
Yes, we're trying to get a schedule from them on that as well. We do not have that from D yet. So.
And is that just, how about like Colonial?
Colonial will have some parking striped, I believe, and
stop bars. Yeah.
Greenbrier Road will be one that has the center line stripe from the turn.
Down by ground effects there.
Yeah, it won't look quite the same though. We're not going to do the big middle lane with all the lines through it. We're just going to make it two big wide lanes.
Because people park in that.
Yeah, we didn't want that. We didn't want to try to maintain that. And then I believe Boomba would be the only other one maybe with striping.
Yeah, we did have some additional striping in the contract to finish up the area around Menards that we were not able to finish with the contract from earlier in the year. Yeah.
So it's in the works.
Yeah. Just curious.
Any other questions, comments? All right. Moving along. New business item number two, PW 2021-47, Bonds LLC Reduction Summary.
Yeah, just a standard quarterly update within the packet. Some minimal amount of reduction activity. Certainly address any questions that anybody may have.
Any questions? Very good. Joe, good too? Moving along, new business number three, PW 2021-48, East Main Street Improvements Design Engineering Agreement.
All right, we've got an engineering agreement with EEI for the East Main Water Main Project. This is part of the Road to Better Roads program budget for next year. So we are getting it moving now as far as design goes. It is a fixed fee amount of $96,000 around there. And the money is included in the budget, so we do recommend approval. That way we've got projects to do for next year.
Any questions? Good. Yeah. All right, everybody's good to move forward to City Council then. Okay. New business item number four, PW 2021-49, the 2021 sidewalk program.
All right, we took bids on the 25th of June, which does seem an awful long time ago for sure. We did receive a number of bidders on the project. One bidder ended up being below our estimates, we are recommending award to the low bidder, Schroeder & Schroeder. They've been around for quite some time. They're known certainly for their concrete work. So we are recommending award in the amount of $139,654.75. If the City Council awards this project, we would anticipate work starting in probably September and wrapping up toward the end of October. And the locations, again, are noted in the packet, behind the bid tab, but several sections downtown, and then the Beecher Center area would be a significant project.
What was the budget originally? Your budget?
150.
Yeah,
that's
157.
Yep. And when it comes in under, we're great, but it's also, we can actually sneak a little extra in.
I was wondering
if something goes bad on the end of one sidewalk or we see something else adjoining it.
So I think the budget amount itself is 175, but we backed out gray grass.
Right.
So this budget for this work is about 150. So we've got an additional 10. Hopefully, we'll probably wait until the project is underway or something.
Correct.
Before we bank that money, but
yep. Some bad spots in East Washington.
Already noted for next year. Duly noted.
Let's not put them on this year. New sidewalk program. Look, we've got a new sidewalk.
Perfect. I have no questions, no comments. Anybody else? Everybody good forward to move that good to move that forward to City Council?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, new business number five, PW 2021-50, our building updates.
Yeah, we're underway with the public workspace needs analysis. We did staff level meetings with Parks and Recreation today, talking about what they need in the ultimate building, what it's gonna look like. And this is definitely the phase where we're talking about, wish lists. And what would be ideal so that we can size up the building appropriately and have discussions about, how big we want it to be and how much we think it'll cost. We've got our public works staff set to meet on Monday. We're going to end up touring a few buildings, Pingree Grove, which is kind of our bare bones economy model. They've got a combination public works facility in City Hall that I've actually already been in. It's pretty nice. And they're a smaller community too, so obviously it's a smaller building. But then South Elgin built a public works facility about 5 years ago, and will probably be similar in price and style, my guess, to what we are looking to do here. So that'll be over the next few weeks, and that puts us a couple weeks into basically a 3-month planning process for our space needs analysis. So hopefully here by the time the fall rolls around, we'll have ideas on costs, we'll start making those design decisions, and move forward with the project after that.
Perfect.
Maybe before you retire.
My goal.
One quick one.
Go for it, yeah.
So, when you guys do the stuff that went forward here, are you keeping all options open as far as, are you going to try to put it all in one building, or are
all options are open? So, we're studying
parks. Like, South Side has, they have the parks over there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we're location agnostic at this point, so we haven't decided whether we would like to add on to a parks building, create a new facility somewhere else, keep everything separate. Then we've also got Kendall Area Transit is in the discussion too.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we're trying to meet with all the parties first, gather what everybody needs, see if there's any synergy at all, and then make some recommendations after that.
What about Tower Lane over here?
They've looked at that site as well. We obviously can't get rid of Tower Lane with the water treatment facility, the well, and the water tower there. So even if it's not a primary structure, it'll always be there as an auxiliary structure for the material storage bins, that kind of thing. And the one tin building is still reasonably good shape. and we can save that, and you can have cold storage there too.
Okay.
Or warm storage, it's heated.
I just was wondering if we're going to look at all those.
Yep, absolutely. And if 609 Bridge, that's adjacent to it, they have that parcel as well, so you can look at that all as one larger parcel.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes some sense that you don't have a little extra room if you got it.
Yeah, we looked at, we're looking at all the options.
Perfect. Any other questions? Moving on. All right. New business, item number 6, PW 2021-51, the fiscal year 2022 budget amendment and bucket truck purchase authorization.
Unfortunately, not great news. Our bucket truck is on its way out the door. It's not bad now, but when we started talking to our dealer for our new bucket truck, they're almost 2 years out. So this is actually a proposal that looks to upgrade to a much taller truck that we can actually change the lights on the bridge. We can't change them right now. And we had a local electrician who was doing it for an unbelievably reasonable rate and has since retired. So now we're looking at between $300 and $400 per light bulb to get somebody like Mead Electric out here or Virgil Cook. So we're looking to not only buy the bucket truck, but this is what's called a material handling truck, so we'd be able to set our own street light bulbs. Right now we're using a sewer crane truck that, although works, is not what it's made for at all, and we have to use the backhoe in tandem with it to kind of hold things in place. So in order to be safe and actually not damage any poles, we'd like to use the bucket truck. The hard-hitting part of this is it is over $200,000, and this is an unbudgeted expense, but it won't even be realized until next fiscal year. So this is kind of something I've never done. I've never committed to $231,000 in a future budget year, but Rob said he's found a mechanism in here, chargebacks and permits, and the actual fund balance will pay for it, but it's just got to be committed into the fiscal 23 year. Must be followed by a subsequent appropriation per state statute. So Rob's researched it.
Yeah, so basically what we're going to do is approve a budget amendment for the current fiscal year, so it'll appropriate it, allow us to legally expend the money if we had to. We don't anticipate it, obviously, because of a long lead time, but it'll allow us to notify the dealer and say, yes, we're committed to this, you know, please start the process of building us a new truck, and then when we get it a year or so plus from now, we'll either have to make sure that it's in the budget proposal for fiscal year 23 when we submit it in the winter, or we'll need to amend the budget at that point depending on the timing. So, and at this point, we're comfortable because it's so far out with authorizing it. You know, we know that we're deficient in our public works capital expenditures. We've been trying to catch up. It's probably, I think, our number one, you know, catch-up category is what we're doing. And so we are comfortable with just saying, let's just approve it out of fund balance, because we're sitting at a very reasonable fund balance with an expected surplus in fiscal year 21, which we'll know here in another month or two. And so we said, let's go ahead and take the risk and just approve the budget amendment without the counterbalance.
Yeah, and their delivery date is no later than 616 days from the day you signed the
contract. Yeah, I mean, no later than.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing would happen is we pull it out on that huge chunk of money and we get it tomorrow, but that ain't
yes, good. Correct. I mean, that's oh darn.
Right.
Yeah.
So the dealer did say that if we commit it now, essentially, or in the relatively near future, there'll be no chassis.
Yeah, they're going to carry it for us. They said whatever. And they said that's kind of their trade-off that they're doing for their customers, okay. Since it is such. And they can't really, they put such a long lead time on them, nobody can guarantee when they're going to get the trucks.
Right.
So we just got a call from Peterbilt on our one we ordered in April, and they said, well, it's probably not going to be next spring. It may be next fall, closer to winter. So they can't get them built.
So I'll give you another, they'll have another cost that might move into the...
It might move into the next fiscal year, but yeah, I mean, it's a known cost. I mean, we signed
it. Kind of I know, I know. I'm just saying.
But yeah, it may carry over as well. You're absolutely right.
Do you have anything down on this?
We will have to pay for the chassis when it gets delivered on the one current, but that's what's the holdup, so it may not even be until next fiscal year.
Once this gets delivered, assuming we move forward and everything, what we've been using to set those posts will have a longer life because we're not overtaxing that for something that's
not. It actually will. We may actually sell it because this material handler should be able to pull those pumps with no problem.
Okay.
So we should be able to. And it's an 06. Ah. So we've extended its life already.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I have no additional questions. Anybody else have questions or comments? Good to move forward to City Council as well. So this is a supermajority one. So
it is.
Because it's a budget amendment. Excellent. All right.
And the sole source.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Through SourceWall. So.
I see no old business. Is there any additional business? Are there any citizens yet that want to make comments?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, with that, I guess, unless anybody's in disagreement, we can end the meeting.
I don't think you're going to disagree.
All right. 6:16, actually.